going down.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone, to the Sean Smith 3-Point Stance with my co-host Drew Garrison, man. This is season two. We're going to start out with our first episode of the pod of Training Camp 2022. So some of the big surprises that we should have, our predictions, the news, what's going on, the Deshaun Watson's, a lot of stuff to cover. So, no other, let me introduce Drew. Take it away, Drew.
Man, I got the football itch, man. If you're watching on YouTube, I got the Bengals color rush on. I'm glad they brought those back with the white helmets coming out. We got all the new helmets in the league coming out. Who's your favorite of those new uniforms that you've seen so far? Have you seen a lot of those?
I've seen a lot of them, but, I mean, I can't lie. Them stripes look kind of good. The Bengals stripes
do look white, that white helmet?
The white helmet it kind of looks official. Like, I think that's
what I'm glad they brought – they brought the color rush back because, see, I'm crazy. When the Bengals are playing, I feel like I have to wear the same jersey as the team. Like, if they're wearing orange, I got to wear orange. If they're wearing black, I got to wear black. So I bought this – my girlfriend bought me this color rush jersey at a game, and then the next year they got rid of them. So I'm glad I get to pull this Joe Mixon color rush back out when they rock the white helmets. But, man, that Panthers all black is pretty hard too.
Oh, that Panthers are sweet. They are sweet, yeah, too, though, but nah, I just don't know if they, you know, it could look sweet. You still got to be able to produce and play, as you know.
Hey, let's talk about Carolina, man. Baker Mayfield is in Carolina now, fighting with Sam Darnold for the number one spot.
No, Brandon, do you think Baker Mayfield gets the winning job? I don't think so. I think Sam Darnold still wins the job.
It's too late. Baker's in the season. Better than Darnold.
Man, it's still too late. Too late. You come just as training camp. You don't have no chemistry. You have no time. The time is going to be off. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't think Baker was that good from the beginning, so that's just my two cents.
Yeah, but he's better than Darnold, right?
I don't know, because they had faith in Darnold a little bit last year, right?
I mean, I guess, right, but he didn't do anything.
Did they trade for him or not?
They traded for Baker. It was I think it's like a fifth round pick or something. It was nothing crazy, something conditional. But I mean, obviously he had to get out of there. Deshaun Watson's in town, and we actually, man, we're recording this on Sunday night, so it's about almost 9 o'clock Eastern time, and there's a lot of news coming out. They're saying Deshaun Watson ruling will be out tomorrow by 9 o'clock Eastern time. And it doesn't look like there was a settlement between him and the league. It looks like Judge Sue Robinson is going to make her ruling, and that's going to be it. The last tweet that I actually just saw about this was from Dan Graziano. He says, per sources, Deshaun Watson and the NFL did engage in further settlement talks in recent days, but neither side felt they got close. The best Watson side indicated it would accept was 6 to 8 games. The best the league indicated it was willing to do was 12 games plus a heavy fine in the $8 million range. Mm. So this has been obviously the biggest story of the offseason. We've both probably been following it. Obviously, I'm a Bengals fan. We got to play Watson whenever he gets back on the field. But this is a sticky situation, man, because there was two grand juries did not indict him in Texas. And then there's – I mean, from what I've seen, there's no real hard proof of any of the allegations, but there are a lot of allegations. I mean, at the very, very least, this dude did some creepy shit, right?
I mean, yeah, he did some creepy shit, but at the end of the day, allegations are allegations. It's funny because, as you notice, the Houston Texans settled and not Deshaun Watson.
Well, right? Watson settled 20 of the 24 lawsuits, I believe. So there's still 4 open lawsuits, civil suits.
Yes, but I thought, what was the Texans on the hook for? Because the Texans were on the hook saying for what?
Like they were like booking hotel rooms for him. They gave him non-disclosure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were on the hook. And the massage therapist side. Because I thought they said the Houston Texans settled.
Yeah, I think they settled all of theirs. I think they just cut a check and said, we're done. But Watson himself still has 4 open cases, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and the other ones that, I mean, he's not in jail right now, so that says a lot about it. One of two things: you got a good lawyer, or the case is not strong.
It's going to be very interesting because I don't think they're saying the league wants a full year suspension, and Watson side.
Yeah, but he already did that though. He already did a year suspension last. He did a year last year, not playing.
He didn't he wasn't get hurt suspended, last year. Though. He just sat out. He just sat out.
But whose fault was that?
He didn't want to play for the Texans. He didn't want to play for the Texans, and they said, okay, go away.
Yeah, and they said go away, even though they knew they had this situation looming. And it, Houston,
yeah, but that's not a suspension. He chose not to play, and they chose not to let him play.
Remember, you're right, but they also told him not to come in the building.
Because he had publicly came out and said he didn't want to be there, though. The Texans could be like, we told him to stay away because he didn't want to be here. We didn't want the distraction. We wanted to go with Davis Mills, stay home. They never said it was because of the pending investigation. I just don't know how he can take it.
Really going to say that, though? A team's not going to really come out and say that, though. You've been around me long enough. You've been around me long enough now for me to tell you. to tell you, come on now, think about it. They know what's going on. Every team knows.
You know how the NFL is. You know how the NFL is. They want to protect. The shield.
That's my whole point. They're trying to protect the shield, but the team knew what was going on, right? So that's why they settled. So they're gonna have to. No matter what happens to Deshaun Watson, you're still gonna hear about the Houston Texans end up having a fine after Deshaun Watson fine. Whether he gets suspended 6 to 8 games or a full year. I mean, if it's leaking out 6 to 8 games, that's most likely what it is going to be.
They said weeks ago that if the league suspended him for a whole year, he was going to sue the league, kind of like Tom Brady did and Zeke did. But then just now it came out, the NFLPA put out a joint statement with Deshaun Watson saying that no matter what the ruling is, they're not going to sue, they're not going to appeal, they're going to accept it. So that makes me think they know it's 6 games.
They already know what it is. They already know what it is. Yeah. You're not taking no settlement. You're not going to sit there and say, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. No, who does that? Come on, you got somebody got the inside. They just can't tell it to the public.
Their statement said that the NFL should not appeal it either because both sides can appeal. Judge Sue Robinson can say, hey, I want to suspend him 8 games. And the NFL could say, no, we want it to be a whole year. We're gonna appeal. But so Watson and the PA said to the league, don't tarnish the reputation of the investigation by appealing it. That makes me think they know it's not a whole year. They're just going to take the 6-8 games, whatever it is, and that they're going to keep it moving. I think there's no way that they come out and say that they're not going to appeal unless they think it's less than a full year.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's true facts. True facts. True
facts. But let's be real here. Like I've said, there's no proof. There's no hard proof that he did any of these things, right? There's no videos, there's no, audio, none of that. But come on, dog, you're a professional quarterback in the NFL. You got trainers and massage therapists, the best in the business, right there at your facility. You don't need to hit up 66 different women on Instagram trying to get a massage.
Yeah, but I also think it's fabricated. Some stuff is blown out of proportion because also everybody at the facility can't always do massages the right way. Just being honest with you, because guys tend to not use what's in the building. They go outsource everything, whether they want to get dry needling, cup, acupuncture, massages, everything, nutritionist. Everybody don't use what's best in the building. That's why guys stay with the building in the offseason. One of the biggest things.
Do they all use 66 different women that they DM on Instagram?
I don't. I had when I played, man, be honest with you, I had about maybe 4 massage therapists that I steady had.
Right.
Two I had for sure. There's always like a backup, or you get referred to one if somebody's sick or can't get,
Yeah, you find, three people that you can count on, not 66.
But the crazy part is the team was setting all this up for you, and then the team, normally you ask the team, the trainer for massage therapists, and they give you who they deal with, who guys used in the past. I mean, it's a referral business.
Suite at a hotel, they gave him non-disclosure agreements for him to sign. Like they knew he was doing something wrong. Now, look,
that's my whole point.
There's nothing wrong with being a single man and trying to get some, sexual attention out here. But I mean, at the same time, it just at the very least, he was being a creep. Now, is he innocent? Is he guilty? I don't know. And
is he being a creep or is he just being a perv?
I mean, same thing, right? But see, as a Bengals fan, there's a lot of Bengals fans. There's a lot of Bengals fans that are like really, really pushing for him to get this long suspension. And I just don't look at it that way because the way that I look at it is he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. We got a top 10 quarterback in the league. But I'm not going to say, oh, suspend him for a year just to try to get it out of the way. Because if we're going to win the Super Bowl, we got to beat Mahomes. We got to beat Allen. We got to beat Herbert. We got to beat, you know, all these teams out there. So if the Bengals are that good, then go play Deshaun Watson and beat him. So if he plays, he plays. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I don't care. I'm not going to, you know, get on Twitter and say, oh, he needs to get suspended. He needs to get suspended because I want to have an easier route. At the end of the day, if the Bengals are going to get the ring that I want them to get, they're going to have to beat the best of the best. So line his ass up. Let's play him.
Yeah, I know. The Bengals want the best of the best. I just hope they make it through preseason when they play the Rams and that joint practice that it ain't too much fighting going on.
Nah, it'll be all right. That bullshit-ass back judge from the Super Bowl probably won't be there.
Yeah, hey, I'm just saying. You say that, but it's gonna be some temperatures rising. I'm telling you, just cause.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be good though. I think it'll be good for him. Get back out there. Ja'Marr Chase can run past Jalen Ramsey again because Jalen Ramsey's a fraud.
I mean, hey, you said it. I didn't.
Yeah, man, you can't say it because you know these players. I'm just a dude out here. I can say whatever I want them. You know, they probably know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, they got to get in touch with me real quick. You know, I'm not hard to find. But, you know.
So, I mean, with the Watson thing, we'll know more tomorrow. You know, if you're listening to this, it's probably going to be released the morning of. So, this is all the information that we have at this point. I personally think he's going to get somewhere between 6 and 8 games.
No, 6 to 8 games would sound about right. Half a season. And it's on to the Nets. You know what I mean? I think that's what they'll do. I mean, that's why they signed Jacoby Brissett. He's been getting reps with the first team, getting prepared. They already know. So they're just getting prepared for it. And it's going to be interesting just to see how everything else happens.
Yeah, man. So what about your Chiefs, man? I heard Tyreek Hill's been like low-key kind of talking shit, right?
I mean, Tyreek's doing Tyreek. He's in Miami. Needs some attention because Miami sucks. They've been winning. And he's just throwing more attention, you know. He's going to say Tua accuracy is the best accuracy he's had. How can you say that when you had nothing but Mahomes your whole career? On, so that yeah. tells you right there. So, you know what I mean, I just tell you right there, he's just doing it for the cameras. You know what I mean? The show. So, I mean, it's good that he moved.
Tua's not on. Good. He's like,
huh?
Tua's not Who? Good.
Yeah, I know Tua. That. Teddy Bridgewater would be the quarterback by week 6.
So what do you think is going to happen for the Chiefs now, life after Tyreek? So they, you know, they still got
Kelsey. It's going to be a lot better, and Mahomes can show that he's a better quarterback. Yeah, we have more weapons.
Who's the number one going to be now, Juju?
I think Juju's going to grow up. He has a quarterback. He has a quarterback now. Ben wasn't Ben that was in his early prime in the beginning.
Well, you know what I mean? He was missing games too. He was playing with, you know, Juju was playing with Rudolph and
back Hodges. You know what I mean? So,
but I've never seen Juju in the number one role thrive, right? Like when AB was there, Juju was really good as the number two. Then AB left, Juju's the number one. It never seemed to work that way. Do you think that Juju can be a number one receiver?
Yeah, think about it. Cleese is our number one receiver. When you think about it, 87 is. Yeah, he's still a receiver. He lines up as a tight end, but he does what? He's Mahomes' number one safety valve, right? Think about it.
Yeah, and he just, I mean, you know, the Bengals shut him down, but, you know, I just got to get that in there.
Twice. The Bengals shut him down, but, I mean, hey, look, the Bengals finally got to the Super Bowl. Everybody's happy. Now everybody's going to be mad if they got to put brown bags over their face this year.
Hey, you know what's getting scary is these contracts, man. Let's talk about this. This guaranteed money that's getting given out. Are you a little bit pissed off? Like, where was this when I was playing?
Well, first of all, the rookie salary is, what, $750, something like that? When I started as a rookie, it was $225. So just imagine. I thought I was balling in. These guys are fucking balling. As they say in the club, make it rain, make it rain. They're going to make it rain, all right. You know, but
– yeah, I mean – You got Debo just got a deal today, $58 million guaranteed. Deshaun got $230 million guaranteed. Kyler got $160 million guaranteed. Christian Kirk got like $84 million guaranteed in Jacksonville.
Debo got the same thing that what did DK get? Got the same thing DK got.
Yeah, it's right around the same as what DK got. Yeah,
you got the same agent, Tori.
But you know what's getting crazy is for owners like Mike Brown, who's about to have to pay Joe Burrow, try to pay T. Higgins, try to pay Ja'Marr Chase, all this guaranteed money, you have to move that into escrow, right? So they say, you know, you got $58 million guaranteed for Debo. San Francisco then has to take that money, actual cash, and move it into an escrow account. So these owners with liquid cash, with, you know, Shad Khan's a fucking billionaire from everything. Jimmy Haslam owns used to own Pilot Flying J. All these dudes with all this money can do it, but I'm starting to wonder if teams like Mike Brown, who he grew up in the Bengals, his only money is the Bengals. He doesn't have billions of dollars coming in from other stuff. Are they going to be able to guarantee these contracts and keep up with the market?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, though. Because the market, I guess, as the money they keep guaranteeing, the market's going to grow, right?
Yeah, it's just like everything. Okay, the last guy that got paid in my position got this much guaranteed. I want more. It's, you know, everybody wants to reset the market with every contract. And, you know, they're selling the naming rights to Paul Brown Stadium. They're going to have a sponsor on it. And I think they're just trying to generate more money because they have to pay Joe Burrow. But then, you know, the wide receiver market's going crazy. You got Higgins, who's eligible for a new deal after this season. You got Chase, who's going to be coming up in a couple off seasons.
They ain't going to pay Higgins.
That seems to be the general thought, just because of the cash flow. And I think that they let Jesse Bates go. He's franchised, but they didn't work out a long term deal with Jesse Bates because they're trying to save cash money to try to pay Burrow and Higgins next year. So it's going to be interesting, but it's like the NBA now.
That's just basically that's how it's becoming.
Because
it's
the luxury tax, the
NBA. You're right.
The luxury tax in the NBA, the Lakers can pay it, the Knicks can pay it, you know, all the Heat can pay it, all these big teams can pay the luxury tax because they got the cash. But can the Timberwolves, or, you know, the Sacramento Kings, like, so now
smaller market,
the way around, the way around the salary cap in the NFL now is these bonuses and guarantees and all this liquid cash that these owners can throw around. But the small market guys like Mike Brown might not have it. Now, I don't know about Mike Brown's pocketbook. I don't know how much liquid cash the Bengals have, but I'm betting that it's not as much as you know, dude from the Rams. Kroenke, I think is his name. You know, I just don't think that he has it. So it's going to be very interesting to see. That's why, as a Bengals fan, that Super Bowl loss still hurts, man, because those windows are small. Those rookie contracts don't last forever. And I'm wondering how much of the band they're going to be able to keep together.
Now you're right.
It's going to be interesting to see, man. I don't know. We got to make sure our quarterback's even going to get back, because he had to have his appendix out unexpectedly right when camp starts. So he hasn't even practiced yet. Probably be a couple more weeks before we even think about putting him on a field with a helmet on.
Yeah, before y'all even see him. So
it's crazy, but the good news is we are almost back to football, man. I can't get into baseball. I can't sit there and watch the Reds lose.
Baseball is so boring. It's just slow and boring.
I like the NBA. I'm a Lakers fan, not because of LeBron. I was actually a big Kobe fan, so I've been a Lakers fan my whole life. But, like, I can't even get into the NBA as much as football, man. I just need football back in the worst way.
You need it back more than anybody. But the thing is, not just the NFL, college football. So you're going to have Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday.
Man, college football is pissing me off, though.
Why?
Look at everything that's happening in college football. UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten. All these teams going to the SEC. It's turning into the NFL. NIL, all these kids getting all this money. There's no rules on the shit. It's the SEC and the Big Ten.
NIL, baby. Hey, NIL, baby. That's where it's at. And I'm heavily involved in that right now.
I bet you are. Because that's the business that you're in now. But my thing with it is now you've got the Big Ten and the SEC competing for a championship. So you've got two conferences, basically, and the players are making millions of dollars. It's professional football now.
Yeah, it is. That's a
shame. I mean, that's what it really is.
Make money. It's not to capitalize. I want the kids to capitalize.
I'm all for it.
Deals I see are not realistic, but I feel like they should capitalize on it, but also be smart with the money, too. You don't set them up for life. Like, give them a little bit here and there, because also you're already on scholarship, so you don't need that much damn more money for what? You already get fed. You're on a full-ride scholarship. So if anything, you're just getting money to help you. So if you don't make it to the pros, or if you do make it to pros, you got a head start on life. Or if you come from the hood or tough upcoming, bringing the money you're making, you're sending it back home to your mom and dad or whatever, to your family, your siblings. Other than that, I don't see what else do you need it for. Yeah, you make some of the money, you get some of the money. Yeah, you should get make. Like, I'm not saying, I feel like, yeah, get the money, but don't spend it all. Put it up. You know what I mean? Invest it. Learn about RAs. You know what I mean? Just learn about different things. So if you are, especially if you're going to be that top player, come on. You know what I mean? And then you got kids that's getting NIL deals that's going to be a freshman. So they have 3 years to make money and possibly six figures.
Well, that's got to be on the school, right? The school has to put something in place to help educate these players on their money, because every school has an NIL program now. They're all putting them together. Ryan Day from Ohio State said to keep the team that he has now, he's going to need about $13 million a year. So the school has to set these kids up. They have to have advisors. You know, they got it. This whole, you know, Republic at institutes, it's all bullshit, man. Football makes all these schools money. Everybody knows that. But there's no rules to it, right? Like, oh, the dude from Pitt, receiver, I can't think of his name. He went to USC. I think he got like $9 million. Like $9 million. So there's got to be some kind of rules, or it's just going to be the same thing. It's going to be the schools with the most money get the best players. I think they should let kids get money off of the video game that's coming back. I think they should let kids sell their jerseys with their names on them in stores instead of the blank college football jerseys. I think they should be able to sell their autographs, do commercials, whatever. But there's got to be some sort of cap, right? Or it's just going to be the schools with the most money stacking all the best players. And, you know, some of it's going to be
– it's hard to cap it off, because let's say you play the South Carolina with me. Everybody has a different role. Everybody values it the same, and everybody's not marketable. Well, yeah,
the quarterback at Alabama is going to be much more marketable than the offensive guard at South Carolina, right? Like, that's just the way it is. And you're kind of setting them up for the real world there, though, because at the end of the day, not every college football player is worth the same amount of money. Not every NFL player is worth the same amount of money. One person, when you're trying to get a job, might be worth this amount of money, but you might only be worth this amount of money. It's realistic. It's the real world. But college football has been built on this amateurism for so many years, and it's just kind of gone now, because it's like, okay, highest bidder, where can I go? You know, the transfer portal kind of did that. Okay, I'm a five-star. I go to Ohio State. I don't play my first year. I'm gone. Yep. And now it's like, oh, well, this team will offer me more money and I can start, so I'll just leave. So it takes a little bit away from college football for me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and what are you teaching them? You're not teaching them nothing at the end of the day.
No, it's if it gets hard, then run. Go somewhere else. Leave. I just don't like that.
Yeah, they be running now. They do that real quick, and it sucks, because you be like, damn, you know?
Yeah, it was Brett Venables, the new coach at Oklahoma. He made a good point too to these kids. He said, hey, stop committing to schools if you're not committed. Stop saying I'm going to come to Oklahoma, but then you're on a visit to LSU and Texas A&M and Alabama and all that, because the coach there, he's like, okay, I think I got this kid, but he's still taking visits to five other schools. So I don't know if that should count as a scholarship that I've given away or not. How do I plan for that? Like, it just seems like the rules are kind of getting out of control there. Like,
they're also going to change it too. I heard that they're making you only do four. You know, instead of used to be five, I think you're going to be able to get only four official.
But they do unofficial visits all the time now.
That's a new way of getting the kid in, anyway.
the
unofficials are like officials to me.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I don't know what they do a little bit different, but It's just, I don't know. There's just, you got to keep some. What's the
story. Difference is they pay for it versus you coming, you right. getting there. That's it.
And they just hide the money somewhere else anyway. I don't know. Just that, just on the college football side, I'm wondering how it's going to just stop from being just another pro league. Like, that's the way that it feels to me. You got kids that work with you at team sports, right? At the training and all that are in college, right? So are they?
Yeah.
You're still not allowed. Are you allowed to have an agent now in college?
No, they're not allowed to have an agent. So they do NIL stuff with a different company that we know, okay. But they're not. You know what I'm saying? What's
that? You can't have that connection.
Yeah. So it's like that's something separate. So you know what I mean. So it's good and bad, but I don't really do it for the NIL purposes. I just do it because I'm also a mentor and I want them to get right.
Hey, man, our buddy that was on last season, man, Fajoco, he's become like a star on the internet. He's doing like big podcast interviews. The Chargers are always posting him on their Instagram and stuff. He's living it up.
It's Hollywood. He's Hollywood now. I call him Hollywood. We're gonna have to get him back on the show too.
And dude is hilarious, man. All his social media stuff. He just got engaged, right? Because we follow each other.
Yeah, got engaged, and he's also the biggest food critic there is, and he swear he's the next NBA analyst around here. He thinks he's Charles Barkley or something. So
he's all over Twitter during NBA time.
Ah, yes, he is. He thinks he's the next GM. So
how's the two guys we had on last season too, man? How's PV and Kyron adjusting to the league?
They're doing good actually. Kyron's doing good. Philly's talking good about him. PV's doing good. I've seen a lot of hype about him too. So, you know, it's just rookies. They haven't hit that rookie wall yet. So it's just let them get adjusted to the NFL game. And just right now, it's just excited. I think they believe they see is like, yeah, the NFL is more being a professional, you know, adjusting to life in the NFL. And they're doing a good job of doing it. So,
yeah, that's awesome to hear, man. It's going to be nice to follow those stories because, you know, like PV's in Tennessee, right? And Kyron's in Philly. I normally wouldn't really care about those two teams unless the Bengals are playing them. But now it's like, okay, I'm going to follow those guys because I've talked to them before. I think it's really cool to see how that's kind of going to grow for them and see how they work and, you know, earn their spot in the league. And just like, you know, kind of like you did, you know, they didn't get drafted in the first round, second round. But it doesn't matter. You just need that. You just need a shot. You were undrafted, right? You turned that into 10 years in the league.
Undrafted, turning in 10 years in the league. It's all about, like I tell these guys, man, I'm going to give you the answers to the test, man, how to stay around, man. It's on you if you stay. You know what I mean? It's not just about your talent. It's about what you do on and off the field. Understanding the film, knowing your opponent, getting in the community, doing all those type of stuff that it helps you.
Let's talk about film. Have you ever seen a quarterback contract that says they have to study a certain amount of film away from the team like Kyler had?
No, that was the first for everybody, but it's crazy that he signed it and then they had to adjust it because, you know.
They took it out.
You took it out, but then it's crazy. I don't think
it's already Kyler out. Really,
no, I know that, but I also don't think Kyler really studies film. Yeah, he's been a proven winner. He's also had talent. That's what people fail to realize in high school. I watched this kid in high school, not hating on him or everything. My little cousin was his left tackle, Greg Little, that plays for Miami Dolphins right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So he was protecting Kyler all his years in high school. You know what I mean? Kyler went on to college, played at a great school, transferred. You know what I mean? Same thing. You know, so Kyler's a video game nerd. Everybody knows that. So he plays video games.
Well documented.
Well documented. So if you're a gamer, when are you having time to study film? Because as you notice, Arizona starts out good early, and then in the second half of the season, Kyler Murray disappears every season. It's been known. They start out hot, got all the receivers, got everything. Yeah. Just like I tweeted. Did you see my tweet I tweeted the other day? See my tweet I tweeted the other day about his hand? I guarantee you something's wrong with his hand right now. If you look at the NFL Network, they were showing it, and then they stopped showing it. He had a glove on, all of that. They took the camera off of him. So it's funny. I think me seeing this kid and watching him, he's not a bad quarterback. I think he's good, you know, first overall pick and all that. But I still think he's a fucking wussy. You know what I mean? I don't like his agent either. You know what I mean? I threw water, a cup of water in his agent's face one time.
Oh, shit. We're getting real now.
You know what I mean? One time it was just because he's a fucking pussy, and I can say this on air too. And the only reason he got the deal he got now is because his agent left and went with Roc Nation. You know what I mean? Had to partner up with a bigger company to get this deal done. It wasn't going to get this deal done. Because I laugh because also it's like so much fucking dirt I can spill right now on not just the collar, like, when he was away from OTAs, he's fucking here playing basketball. Wasn't worried about football, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk the shit. I'm gonna walk the walk with it. I have the proof of evidence. You know what I mean? I seen him hooping instead of getting better and watching film. That running and slide shit, holding the ball that shit wouldn't. If I was playing right now, I would fucking just smash him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying though, because he's a little. He tries to act more than what he is Hollywood sometimes. And I just hate arrogant little fuckers like that. You know what I mean? Like, because you could be this high in one minute, and one moment you could be this low in a minute. Everybody loves you one minute, and one minute they hate you. You know what I'm saying? So it's just roller coaster.
It's just crazy to me that they had to put that clause in there, and then it blew up and everybody started talking about it. So they took it away because it was a distraction, but it's already out there. Like,
how's that a distraction? I don't understand how's a distraction. That's the problem with the fucking NFL. These players, these new age players now, when you call them out on their bullshit, they don't like you. Period. When the truth comes out, come on, man. More than making a player-friendly league. Let's call a spade, watch film. It's no different. Did you watch The Pivot? Do you ever watch The Pivot Pack podcast with Ryan Clark, Shannon Crowder, and Fred Taylor? You ever watch that?
I've seen a couple of them.
Man, you got to watch that. That shit is just... It's just real. They speak the truth of really what really be going on in the locker room and guys, what really be going on. And it's missed. It's like really missed. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, okay, we took it out, but everybody's still going to talk about it. Like, and I'm not hating either, but if you look at Kyler weeks 1 through 6, he's hot. After that, he cools off. He hasn't made the play. I don't think they made the playoffs yet, right? So there's clearly something, you know, because everybody knows the beginning of the season, it's a little bit easier. You don't have to do as much film study. You know, everybody's a little bit newer, but then, you know, once you got to get into it.
I'm going to tell you the second time, we know all your weaknesses. So, especially division team. So, you don't see enough tape, enough games. So, it's like, what adjustments did you make? Come on. We all know he can't see over his linemen, so he has to scramble out wide to do what? Run. You know what I mean? So, it's just a matter of happens and how they take everything at the end of the day.
That's just a mega extension like that. I've never, like, you know, as a Bengals fan, you don't have to worry about Burrow watching film. Actually, CJ Uzama did the Bussin' with the Boys podcast with Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. I think it was just Will doing the show. I'm not sure. I didn't actually watch it. I saw some clips. He said that Burrow, like, plays chess against himself during games and doesn't speak and doesn't talk. He said he's just like a serial killer. You know, you got guys like that, and then you got guys that are live playing Call of Duty on Twitch, and those are the guys. You know, Juju did a lot of TikTok. Chase Claypool did a lot of video game streamings and got, you know, said some shit that he shouldn't have said on there. Like, the guys that are out in the public doing that a lot seem to get more scrutiny because they put it out there. But, like, when Burrow's in the offseason, you don't really hear from Joe Burrow that much. He did, like, one podcast, but you don't hear from, you know, them that much. You don't hear a lot about what Josh Allen's up to, because Josh Allen's just kind of chilling and working and getting better. Mahomes, you don't hear anything about Mahomes in the offseason unless it's his brother or his wife that said something crazy. You know, Mahomes just worked.
That's true. So that's at the end of the day, that's what it's about at the end of the day. Not all that extra shit, you know?
Yeah, I play some video games every now and then. You know, I got a job, I got a daughter, I got shit going on, but I'll play video games in my free time. But I'm not a pro quarterback. There's not going to be 5 million people wondering why I'm playing Call of Duty and I don't have my head in a playbook. You know, it's just – you just kind of got to understand that. They said that Baker Mayfield, when he was on COVID last year, was playing Halo for 10 hours the day before a game. Like somebody, they actually have people in NFL front offices or in on their staff that monitor how much these dudes play video games. And it said Baker was playing Halo for 10 hours.
Yep.
That's just crazy, man. Like these dudes got to know, like you're being watched with everything you do. And then they want to get mad and say that, you know, everybody doesn't do anything but talk bad about them. And they don't want all this publicity, but then they, you know, get on Twitter and show themselves playing video games. It's weird.
It's crazy.
I don't know, man. It's just the world is different, man. Like, you know, even probably early in the league with you, right? Like everybody didn't have a smartphone in your face all the time, right? Like Twitter wasn't really that big. Like everything's just so much more amplified.
Popular till 2010 when it first came out. 2010. So it first came out. That's when it got popular, but. Media now, everybody's looking for what the breakthrough story or the first one.
Hey, shit, I am too, man. I write about the Bengals. I'm trying to find breaking news on Twitter and shit. I'm trying to be the first at something. I was texting Pac-Man Jones the other day, trying to get you know some information on him. I wrote up an article about him, about his new athletic complex. Were you around in Cincinnati when Pac-Man was there?
Pac-Man came after me, but I know Pac-Man real well. I know Pac-Man real well. Know about him from the A, and went to West Virginia when he was with the Titans, played against him. So good dude, played the game like it's supposed to be. Off the field issues, I mean, but shit, that's anybody. He still persevered.
One of the best punt returners ever.
Yep, turns his life around.
That's actually what I wrote the article about. He opened a training facility in Amelia right outside of Cincinnati. Like he stays in Cincinnati now. You know, that's where he played the longest. That's where things got back on track for him. And that's why, you know, I talked back and forth with him a little bit about, you know, what he was doing, because I wanted to kind of bring that up in the Bengals community, because I write for Cincy Jungle, which is a fairly big site. So I wanted to get some eyes on it. Like he invested in Cincinnati. Like he's staying there. That's home. And he's doing some good stuff too with I Am Athlete, man. Some of those interviews are really cool to see what players are, you know, former players are thinking about with Brandon Marshall and him, and Shady McCoy has been on there. So, you know, it's always cool. I try to get my ear to the ground as much as I can. And
no, you have to. That's the only way you stay dialed in and looped in on everything. If not, no, I would have had Big Willie was going to come on tonight, but he was catching a plane actually out of Cincinnati. So he couldn't come on the time we had, but he's going to let me know his schedule for the week. You know what I'm saying?
New Ring of Honor member for the Bengals, man. I love Willie. I actually
had a chance. That's why I was going to bring him on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I was on. I went on Instagram Live with him a little bit last season, man. He was super cool to me. He doesn't know who I am. I just was on the live, and he pulled me in. But you know, he's talked to me on Twitter a couple times. But man, just how he's not in the Hall of Fame yet is beyond me.
Yeah, it's beyond me, and I don't get it. I don't think we will ever get it. Understand, but it is what it is, right? You know what I mean? He's held all the videos that came out, all that. I mean, hopefully next year he gets it, man. I mean, wow.
That always hurt my heart, man. That last year to see him play for Baltimore.
Yeah, but I think then he was just trying to chase a championship.
It was still hard though to see him play for a rival, but he's always a Bengal to me, man. Like one, and he, you know, he supports the team. He's just
But think about it. Most guys that lead the team end up going to a team that you play in the division.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, that does happen a lot.
You know what I mean? That happens a lot. So that's one of the biggest things. So you know, just gonna be curious to see what happened this season. With the Bengals, you know, so far you also see that there's been a couple of injuries. My man in Tampa, the center, he's got hurt.
Yeah, Jensen, man, that's tough to see.
The DN, the D lineman from San Fran, tore his bicep. So it's, you know, it's just crazy. Mo guys Hurst. Getting hurt just early. You know what I mean? Guys getting hurt so early in camp. So I mean, guys that's on the bottom of the roster are going to really be fighting right now to get more playing time and just your opportunities now. You know what I mean? So if you get the opportunity, you better take full advantage of it. So it's going to be interesting to see. There's also going to be some crazy, you know, cuts too as the season goes along. You know what I mean? So it's just going to be crazy just with this upcoming season. I think it's going to be electrifying, but we're going to see who's the front runners and who's going to be, you know, be there at the end.
Hey, man, I know that, you know, you played on multiple teams, but it seems like you're a Chiefs fan, right? Like, the Chiefs is the team you follow?
Yeah, Chiefs is the team I follow. It's my screensaver. You know what I mean? Just the backdrop. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, that division, man, Russ is in Denver now. Devontae Adams is in Vegas now. You got, obviously, Mahomes and Kelsey and them still in Kansas City. And then you got the Chargers with Herbert and Khalil Mack out there now. And they got Keenan Allen. I mean, that division is going to be crazy, man. They could send three teams to the playoffs.
It's going to be – division is going to be crazy, but it's no different from what the AFC North used to be, right? Guess what? This would be the division that two teams come out of – that two teams come out and make the playoffs.
I could see three, honestly, with the expanded playoff.
I mean, you might. Yeah, I mean, that too, though. So it's all different possibilities that's going to play into variables that's going to play into the situation. So it's going to be I'll do all this talking. I let my Chiefs just do what they do and just play it out. I mean, when we started out bad last year, what was I saying last year? Still, don't worry about it. We'll make it. I stayed strong with it all the time. I didn't panic. There's no need to panic. It's a long season. Everybody, gotta get his rhythm. Sometimes people don't even understand the inside. A guy might have been hurt, nagging, injuries, anything could have been the reason why the play wasn't to where it should be so par, you know? But it is what it is, man. You just got to continue to grind it out, and I think the AFC West will be one of the top divisions, the competitive division. The AFC North will always be, always is. And then you got to also think about the AFC South with Houston, Indy, the Titans. I mean, everybody's thinking the Titans going to win this year. You know, just it's so much divisions that's up for the grab. You don't know how it's going to be. Like I said, it's always going to be front runners.
I think the AFC South is still a two-team race. I think the Texans are going to be terrible. I think it's going to be between the Colts and the Titans. I think the Colts are going to be really good this year with Matt Ryan.
What about the Jags?
Man, come on.
Hey, every fucking year now, there's always a team that was shitty as fuck the year before, and then they just do a whole 360 turnaround.
The Bengals.
So no. All right, the Bengals did that. Okay, bam. So now I'm going to tell you what. It's either the Jags or Lions. Which one is having a better season, Jags or Lions?
I tend to think the Lions. I like
I'm rocking with the Lions. I'm rocking with Dan Campbell.
Love the head coach.
We're gonna eat their fucking leg off, like he said, right? So
that dude is nuts.
I'm going with the Lions.
I can see that, too. I'm not a big believer in Jared Goff.
I totally understand that. But I'm ready for football to start.
Man, just, I need it bad.
The what is, and take all those parameters out of a lot of these situations. It'll make things so much easier, you know?
You know what the worst version of NFL football is? The worst version of NFL football is the Hall of Fame game. It's that extra preseason game where nobody worth a shit is playing. But now for guys trying to come up with
nobody's playing. I bet you everybody's going to be fucking glued to the TV. Because
that's what I was about to say, man. That's the worst kind of football there is. But if that was on right now, I would have my ass glued to my couch watching it because I need it that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much. I mean, I even catch myself watching this college shit right now.
Yeah, USFL, I watched a little bit of that. You know, I'll watch anything, but nothing beats NFL football, man.
I'm happy for you. Speaking of USFL, I'm happy for one for all those guys that's getting signed from the USFL to get you know what I mean? A lot of guys normally, I mean, you got to be in some type of shape, just play 10 games and then going to go on and play another 18-game season. Yeah, that's 28 games. You got to be built for it. I mean, mentally, everything, you know what I mean? So just
and there are guys getting looks from it.
No, I mean, the league MVP signed with the Cowboys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And he's making noise right now. Like, already making noise, getting buzzed. So he's going to bump a lot of guys out of spots. You know what I mean? Because you come in making noise. Now the thing is, can you do that in a game? But if he does too good early in the first two games, I guarantee you they stash him so he could be on P Squad. That's just the dirty game of the business, how these teams fucking they operate. You know what I mean? You see a guy shine. We're gonna hide him. We're gonna put him on P Squad. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter to see how it goes, and I'm just gonna see. You know, just man, it's just crazy.
So let's run through this real quick before we wrap up. AFC West, who's gonna win it?
Is that a fucking trick question? Hold on. Is this a prank? Hold on. I just got a prank on my own fucking podcast.
I had a feeling, but I had to ask.
All right. Chiefs.
I got the Raiders.
Make sure you write this shit down too, Drew. Write this shit down because we're gonna midway through the season when you know, because Raiders always start out hot. And then they suck. So, hey.
Man, look. Red zone. You got Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller, Devontae Adams. You got to cover. That's fucking – that's a nightmare.
Keith, they know. You have to get to the fucking red zone first and even think about that.
Okay, fair enough.
Remember that.
All right, so you got the Chiefs. I got the Raiders. Who do you have coming out of the – who's going to win the AFC North? Let's go there first.
Not the Bengals. Not the Browns. It's fucked up, man. Not the Bengals. Not the Browns.
I know it's not the Steelers.
The Baltimore Ravens will win. The Baltimore Ravens will win the division. I didn't say the Bengals want to make the playoffs. You said who will win the division.
Yeah, just division winners.
The Bengals. The Bengals will not win. So, Ravens. I know you're going with the Bengals.
Hey, the crown's on the head. You got to come take that motherfucker first, all right? The crown is on the head. You got to come take it. I'm saying that
they're still new season.
They still got the crown. Bengals are going to run it back. So we got the AFC West. We got the AFC North. AFC South, who you got then? Because I know you said that, you know, that was wide open. So who you going there?
I'm going with Titans.
I'm actually going with the Titans, too.
I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah, I think the Titans, too. I think that Derrick Henry will carry them to the division championship, and Tannehill probably shit the bed in the playoffs. But
I think the Colts will give them a little front run, but
all right, AFC East. I think we're both going to agree on this one. I got the Bills. Easy.
Bills. You got the Bills over the Pats, Dolphins, and Jets. The Jets. The best team after the draft this year? Hey, man, I'm telling you what. I'm going to go out there on a fucking limb on a wild card right now. I'm picking the Jets to win the division.
No, over the Bills?
I'm picking the Jets to win. But, yo, the Bills always fucking choke. They choke. They're a choke.
And they do.
The Bills are like John Starks right now. And the favorite words of my cousin Elliot, man, he will say that. The Bills are like John Starks, man. Come on.
I mean, the Bills had the Chiefs, but man, Mahomes had 13 seconds. That's all he needed.
Hey, the Bills had the Chiefs, and guess what? They didn't finish it out. So if we could have, should have, would have. That's like, guess what? If I had played the Mega Million yesterday, I might have had $1 billion today.
Hey, I played the shit out of it. I didn't win nothing.
You fucking wasted your money, yo. That's when I play that shit. I don't. Your odds are better off going to the casino.
You know, some lady in Illinois won it. And like went public that she won it. You wouldn't hear shit from me.
Nobody would even know. I'd be gone.
Yeah, like my Twitter would be gone. My Facebook would be gone. I'd just be out. I'd be like, Sean, you got to find a new co-host. I'm sorry. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I'd probably still do it with you. I just from a new location with a way cooler backdrop. So, okay. So that's the whole AFC. NFC North. Who you got?
That's a toss.
Come on, man. It's easy.
Who you got?
Two-time reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. I can't argue. I was trying not to make it easy. I'm trying to make it a little controversy, bro.
Yeah, but it's hard looking at that division. You got Detroit, you got Minnesota, and then you got Chicago, which I just.
Chicago sucks.
Yeah, I like Justin Fields, but I just don't think Chicago is going to do anything to help him out.
You're right. Green Bay's the division is. Minnesota might try to be a front runner, but. Mm-mm.
Man, Aaron Rodgers is just—he's just that dude, man. Like he's just—did
you see how he shows
the ball wherever he wants it? Like Nick Cage from Con Air with the beater and the long hair.
The dude from Con Air, yeah, bro. So it was
And that's my favorite thing about Aaron Rodgers. He just doesn't give a fuck. You know, all the COVID vaccine stuff. Did he get it? Did he not get it? He got something else. The league was giving him shit. Everybody was saying he's a terrible person. He would just pop on Pat McAfee on Tuesday and be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what any of them think. I don't really care. Like, I just like his I don't care attitude. You know, like, he just doesn't give a shit about anything. He's just, I'm going to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to put the football exactly where I want it every time. And that's just it. And I just... There's nobody in the division that's going to keep up with them, even though they lost Devontae.
Yeah, no, that's true.
NFC East.
Not the Cowgirls, not the Giants. I'm fucking Eagles.
Yeah, I think Philly too. I think the Cowboys will be in it. I think the Commanders are going to suck. I think the Giants are going to suck.
Philly did good in the draft too.
I think it's going to be a fight between Philly and Dallas, but I think Philly's going to win. It's a big year for Jalen Hurts. Big year for Jalen Hurts because I think they gave him, you know, they got him A.J. Brown. They got him all the weapons. He's got the line. They're going to say, you know, yeah, you got everything. They'll prove it.
I think he separates himself. This is the year he has to separate himself. You know what I mean? To consider himself a top quarterback. That's the only way you could consider yourself a top quarterback.
Absolutely. NFC South. So that's an interesting one. You got the GOAT, Tom Brady, obviously. You got Jameis with the Saints, who was looking good before he got hurt. You got Baker in Carolina.
I'm going with the Saints.
You think the Saints will win it?
I'm going with the Saints.
I'm not betting against Tom Brady as long as he's putting a helmet and a jersey on. Tom Brady was born in a manger. I'm not going to go against the Bucks. They're going to win that division.
Center, baby. He lost his starter center. That's major for Tom Brady.
That is big, but I guess they really believe.
He called out a lot of the protections, a lot of the shit. So that's huge.
Hey, the Bengals were about to have Jensen until Brady came back is what I heard.
Yeah, that rumor was a legit true rumor.
Well, you told me before free agency started when we did an episode last season, you said that the Bengals were aggressively looking for a new center. And I think he called Jensen and he said, okay, I'll come back. He tried to call Alex Kappa, but he already said he was going to Cincinnati. And then they got Ted Karras to play center. But I was thinking when Jensen went down, I was like, okay, J.C. Treader is going to go right to Tampa. But apparently they like his backup, the guy that they have on the roster. So I don't think Treader's going. I think they're just running with the backup.
Yeah, I think so too.
But it's still Tom fucking Brady, man. I'll never bet against Tom Brady as long as he's wearing a helmet. I'm not going to bet against him.
Well, you should have because they didn't fucking win last year.
They almost came back and beat the Rams, though. They almost came back from a down like 24 or something. I tell you,
almost could have, would have, should have, could have. Just like the fucking Cincinnati Bengals. They were almost Super Bowl champions. All the Bengals fans are going to hate me for that comment, but I don't give two rats ass.
You don't got to do me like that, though, man. Like, I think about that game every day still.
I got to bust the balls, man.
I watched that last play almost every day. Chase just running free, blew past Ramsey. His ass fell down. The line couldn't give Joe Burrow one more fucking second. I can't get over it. I already lost my place. We got the NFC. We got the NFC East. We got the NFC North. We did the NFC South. NFC West. Who's going to win the NFC West? That's going to be a tough division too.
The Super Bowl champs again?
That's probably who I'm going to go with. I don't think the Cardinals are going to mess with them. I don't personally like Trey Lance. I don't think Trey Lance is going to be that good. I think he looks great in Schultz. Because he runs around. He runs around in shorts and a helmet with no defense on and does these cool sidearm throws. That's all well and good, but I haven't seen him do shit with pads on.
Tell me how you really fucking feel, Drew.
Hey, I'm just saying. I said the same thing about Malik Willis when he was doing the combine. Yeah, he made a great 65-yard throw across his body on the run. There's no defense out there. There's no rushers. There's no corner. It's just him and a receiver. Like, that's cool, but that doesn't mean shit.
No, you're right.
Like, it doesn't mean anything to me. So I got the Rams there. So I'm gonna document all of our predictions. I'm gonna read them back mid season when we get in here. I'll see how our predictions are checking out, and then at the end of the season we'll see who came out on top.
Well, I hope you don't play fantasy football because you're probably gonna pick all fucking Bengals.
Man, I'm in like five fantasy leagues, and I have one rule in fantasy. I don't overdraft Bengals. But I do not carry Pittsburgh Steelers. I won't have a Steeler on my roster because I don't want to have to root for a Steeler to do good. I don't care if I lose.
You must be not betting fucking money then, son.
Every league's worth a good amount of money, but not enough for me to have to hope that Chase Claypool goes off one week. I just can't do it. I can't root for anything good to happen to that team ever. I'll take Browns. I'll take Browns. I'll take Ravens. But man, I just hate Pittsburgh.
You take Chiefs too. Yeah, we know. He wants Patty Mahomes. He's gonna draft him first overall, ladies and gentlemen. Watch me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my hand on Kelsey. I know that. Now it's for sure number one. But you like to bust my balls. But Tyreek Hill, his last target as a Chief was picked off by Von Bell. That's how his Chiefs tenure died. Tyreek Hill's last throw his way as a Chief picked off, set up the game winning field goal, AFC champs, and that's just the way the cookie crumbled on that one.
Are you right?
What you doing? You taking your shirt off? Shit.
I'm trying to scratch my back and my shirt was stuck.
Oh man, you need one of these. Look, I got one right here too in my little man cave. Straight down the back.
Mine's is in the room, so I'm shit out of luck.
Man, these are cool. This little back scratcher is cool, but nothing beats a woman just scratching your back while you're laying there, man. That you gotta have it.
Gotta have it. So as we get ready to wrap up the show, what are your closing remarks for the people, man? I know you're happy to be back in the studio, our first episode of season two on the Believe Network,
I am, man. It's really hard. And man, that off season, there's just not a lot to get in here and talk about. But now things are kicking up. We've got camp, we've got contracts, we've got, unfortunately we'll have injuries to talk about, and the surprise cuts, the surprise signings, who's that vet that's gonna, be a cap casualty right before the season starts, all those things. So yeah, we got plenty more to get into here as the season ramps up. I cannot wait. I'm telling you, man, I'll take that Hall of Fame game anytime.
Oh man, don't worry about it. Today is Sunday. Pie to drop tomorrow. Next thing you know, here come Friday. We'll be talking about the Hall of Fame game with the speeches and everything. So it's gonna be pretty exciting to get going and just get back. I'm just happy to be back in the studio and just talking football again. Because as things ramped up last season for us towards the end, came in late. And took off running, and look at us now. I mean, you also have your own other podcast, The Battle of Ohio, right? Isn't that what it is? The Battle of Ohio.
Yeah. Me and my buddy, big Browns fan. So yeah, we're probably gonna try to start ramping that back up too, because we, like I said, off season there's just not much to do. So yeah, man, love talking football, love having things to talk about. Can't wait for the real thing to get started. I'm gonna head down to a couple Bengals practices too. I'm about 45 minutes north of Cincinnati. I do my writing for Cincy Jungle. So I'm going to go down there, try to get some looks. I hit the Bengals up about media credentials, but they never emailed me back. So I don't know about that. You know anybody down there? You help me out? Call Mike Brown up, man. I know you got his number.
Nah, I don't have Mike Brown. Mike Brown always said, I'm always a Bengal, baby. I'm always a Bengal. So, I mean, hey, I appreciate them. Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Cookie Society, my man Jeff Allen with the good cookies also. I got a shout out to Lifestyle Architect with the meal prep out here in Dallas, man. I got to get you.
I've seen that on your Instagram. You've been eating good.
Yeah, I've been good, but I'm wearing 2XL t-shirts now versus 4X. Going from 4X to 2X is a big difference, you know what I mean? So
yeah, you've been getting your work in. I've seen it, man. Good job.
I deactivated my main IG page right now just to for some cleansing. Until my birthday, that's why you haven't seen nothing crazy. My birthday is the 19th, so I'm just slowly just doing some things and getting back in the mood for football season. But like I said, man, I'm very excited to get back in there. We should have some more, you know, partnerships joining with us. And I mean, as we grow on this Believe Network, the show will grow. You know, we have future guests that's gonna come on and just get it rocking and rolling, man. It's football season, baby.
Yes, sir. I'm going to keep working for my blue check mark on Twitter this season. I hope by the end of the season, maybe they'll give it to me. They keep denying me. That's going to be my goal. We're going to see.
If you write enough good articles, maybe they will, man. I might call in a favor, man. You know, I might have to call in another favor.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. You're verified. I work with you on here, so that should be it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we get that, we got to get the show verified. Once we get the show verified, boom. Once again, everybody, y'all got to follow us on all platforms, Twitter, IG. We're blowing up. Trust me.
Yes, sir. So I will. We'll see you back in here next time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and myself. Glad football's back.
Yes, sir. And we're out. It's going down.